based on your representation that, go ahead.
This is also the one we had that we discussed earlier that went before the STC.
Had what?
Went before the
STC and they ruled it.
Did you appeal with the State Tax Commission is what they're talking about?
Oh, we were last year part of a class action that Tim Davis filed. Is that what you're asking?
Well, Tim Davis filed an appeal with the State Tax Commission, and they
yes.
ruled that this was commercial, or that our decision, they ruled that our decision of $25.75 was reasonable.
Correct.
So you're just here to get that same one again.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, you with a group of people appealed whether or not it should be classified as residential versus
100%, yes.
Right.
100%
okay.
residential.
We
correct.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so does that answer the question?
You can make it 100% residential if you want.
Right, right. All right, with respect to BOE number 173, I would make a motion that we classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
The second.
Do you have a business personal property account?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, you'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I think she was asking about property tax or something. Okay. That would appear to get us through the morning docket. Well, excuse me. We have Linda Church.
And the next one.
Oh, we do have two more. No, we just have.
No. Yeah. Grayville Properties is. Oh, that's a Saturday.
That's an afternoon case. But. Is let me see if I can call. She's got an in person. Is this a condo?
The church is the older lady.
Huh?
It's the older lady. Susan was telling us about.
Okay, and what all is she appealed? Is this a nightly rental or just a valuation or?
The note says that she paid $625 and tax value is $254.
I think this is her home.
It is.
Oh, I see what she's not understanding. I get it now.
She's got a classification issue. And evaluation is what she says. Okay, so what do you see the?
Well, it says she paid $625 and tax value is $254,190. So I think she's not understanding the tax value that she's paying on. Does that make sense?
In other words, the appraised value versus the assessed value versus
the tax value.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did her tax bill go up from last year?
No, zero.
Okay.
Total assessed went up just like $100, $90. $90.
She's at the same amount she was last year.
And so $254,190 is she?
$254,190.
I mean, it looks like it went up.
Yeah, it went up $238,950 last year.
It went up. Is that after the factor discount went in?
The amount I have in here is $254,190. What amount are you showing?
That's the amount I'm showing, but up here on the card, it's appearing that it went up from $238,000 the last 2 years to $254,000.
Right. Well, she asked us to come out and reassess, so that would be a reason.
So it went up when you reassessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then its valuation. As far as classification, I assume she's residential, right?
Yeah, she's residential and... she has no ag production, and she's on 9.38 acres, so there you have that. She's
in
Branson School District, so I don't know that we actually got to her for the – no, we've got her correct in there for everything, so
All right. I'll try to call her, but she may very well decide she wants to come up.
To an automatic voice message system. 4175982573 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Linda, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket for like 11:45, but we've got through our morning docket. We were hoping we could take this up a little early. You don't have to be here in person. If you, we can talk to you on the phone, or you can come up if you want to, of course. But we'd like to see if we couldn't take you up a little early. I'll try back here in a bit. All right. There's a person, looks like from Illinois, is an in person this afternoon on that BOE 157.
Might save him 2 or 3 hours of driving if.
157.
If they'll answer, it's a Chateau Mountain condo.
Yeah, let me call.
In classification.
Unless they got a representative supposedly showing up. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you down as an in-person this afternoon, but we actually had our morning docket go pretty quickly. We were hoping maybe we could talk with you on the phone and see if we could resolve your matter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually, and I'm glad because I'm actually in Illinois. I'm on the paperwork, I selected a teleconference, I thought.
Oh, okay. All right. Works out. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me ask you a couple of questions here. With respect to Greville, is it Greville?
Greville.
Okay. Is that do the owners of that LLC or the LLC own any other rental properties in Taney County?
No, and that LLC has changed. It was with my brother and I, and my brother lived down there in Lampy,
okay.
But. Due to some financial constraints, he needed to kind of get out of the house. So I didn't dissolve the LLC. I just bought him out per our operating agreement of the LLC, and that's all been taken care of with the bank. So I don't know if there was anything I needed to do with the county to let them know that he's no longer part of that, or
well,
just my wife and I that now own it.
Okay, and this property is put into a nightly rental program.
Yeah, it's with, we have a management company there in Branson that handles it.
Okay.
We block out typically anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks for ourselves. Cause,
right.
Like, if we come down there quite a bit, because my family lives all down in Miami.
Great. All right, well, here's what we're doing. You may already know this, but if the LLC or the common owners of the LLC only own one property in Taney County that's put into a nightly rental program, we'll give them a break on the first one, do 25% commercial, 75% residential, but anything after that is 100% commercial.
Right.
Okay, so I assume your appeal is just on the classification, or did you also
correct.
Check valuation?
No, I mean, the valuation, it's
just
washed away, unfortunately.
That's the wrong one.
Definitely not as high as it was 2 years ago.
Right. Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that I was catching everything that you had appealed. With respect to BOE 157, I would make a motion that we change classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Thank you. right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And what's the status on BOE 181, the Branson Hills Hotel?
Okay. So what's going on with that? I need Dan to come up here. But this was split when Welk sold it. And the split went on for 24, but it didn't carry forward into 25. And so we need to make sure that it carries forward for this year and the next. And Dan's got the numbers.
So it's agreed on?
So let me, pardon?
So they've agreed on it?
I don't know where we're at. Let me just take a look and see what he's saying.
Okay. I'm gonna try while you get him down here or get your answer. I'm gonna try a BOE 193 with Angela Rodriguez again.
And that's the one that's related to Linda Church.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the one that what?
Is related to Linda. Okay. The other one that you just tried to call.
Your call cannot be completed.
That's good. Okay. I'm not fast enough for it. All right. But Linda Church is not a rental property. That's just a...
Correct.
Okay. But it may be... Is Rodriguez a nightly rental? BOE 193? Or is it just a valuation like
sure.
Church?
Well, it says classification and value on it, but...
I got to bring it up.
Yeah, they're available to rent.
It is a nightly rental? Okay. And on Rodriguez, do we have any other properties that we know of?
Not that I could find.
Okay. Let me try to call again. Maybe she'll come up with Mrs. Church.
Yeah.
Be here in person. I don't know. But her says teleconference. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this Angela?
Yes.
Angela, we have you on for this afternoon, but we were hoping maybe we could take you up now and try to get some sort of resolution on your matter. Is this okay?
Sure.
Okay. Angela, is this a property that's put into a nightly rental program?
Yes.
Okay. And do you own any other properties in Taney County that you have in a nightly rental program?
That's the only one.
That's the only one you have in Taney County that you put in nightly rental. Okay. Angela, I don't know if you're familiar with what we've been doing, but on the first one, if you have just one nightly rental program or property that's in a nightly rental program in Taney County, we give you a break on the first one and give you a 25% commercial, 75% residential. But on any other ones that are purchased for nightly rental by the owners or same LLC, that kind of thing, those will be at 100% commercial. So if you just own the one, we can give you that mixed-use classification, which will knock down your tax bill. Okay?
Yeah, I think that they did that last time. I just went through this like...
2 years ago, probably.
2 years? Okay, don't seem like it. Going by fast.
Let me see. Yeah. All right. I would make a motion on BOE 193 to change classification to mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I need a second.
So they did it something like a homestead because I live on the property. I'm actually going to be staying over there this week. But I've seen the house if it's not rented. I've rented about 100 days years. Sorry.
Okay, wait a second.
Wait, look at that calculator here on your phone, or how do you want to do that?
Just in breakfast.
Okay, let me tell them.
So she lives on the property and then she rents it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's that same thing. That's we found that out. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna retract my motion. Okay. Because I was doing the mixed use classification. This is the one where you live on the property. You actually reside on the property, but just it's rented out.
I don't know if we can do
some portion of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was doing another nightly. Yeah, I live on the property most of the time. But
you don't have another residence then here in Taney?
No, I was just saying the last one I was staying over at my sister's. I was doing a nightly rental, remodeling it for her.
Okay.
But I still go back to that when I clean the house. I stay in the house when it's empty. I think they're through the once a month and all of that. So,